This is VOA News Viewer Notes. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United Kingdom, a British minister reports that there are around 4,000 variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 around the world now. So all vaccine manufacturers, including Pfizer and AstraZeneca, are trying to improve their vaccines. The country's vaccine deployment minister told Sky News that it's very unlikely that the current vaccine won't be effective on the variants. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi started talks with Italy's divided political parties Thursday to seek backing for a new government to deal with the health and economic crises. Draghi is one of the most respected figures in Italy, and he has received a mandate from the head of state to put together an administration. The Kremlin on Thursday rejected allegations of Russian state repression against opposition politician Alexei Navalny's supporters and said police had made mass detentions because protesters broke the law by taking part in illegal rallies. Police have detained thousands of people in recent weeks for taking part in rallies against Navalny's jailing, according to a protest monitor. The U.S. Embassy in New Delhi on Thursday urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government to resume talks with farmers angry over agricultural reforms that sparked a months-long protest campaign. Largely restricted to the outskirts of New Delhi in India, the mostly peaceful protests were marred by violence on January 26, when some protesters entered the heart of the capital city after a military parade, and there they clashed with police. This is VOA News. An Iranian diplomat accused of planning to bomb a meeting of an exiled opposition group was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Thursday in the first trial of an Iranian official for suspected terrorism in Europe since Iran's 1979 revolution. Asadollah Asadi was found guilty of attempted terrorism after a foiled plot to bomb a rally of the National Council of Resistance of Iran near Paris in June of 2018. This is what Belgian prosecution lawyers and civil parties to the prosecution are saying. Myanmar's junta blocked Facebook on Thursday, shutting off an important channel of opposition to this week's military coup as sporadic protests flared. Military ruler General Min Aung Hlaing was moving quickly to consolidate his hold on power following the overthrow of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and the detention of her and politicians allied to her on Monday. Ugandan former rebel commander Dominic Ongwen was convicted on Thursday of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder, sexual enslavement, abducting children, torture, and pillaging. Judges at the International Criminal Court said Ongwen, who himself was taken by the Lord's Resistance Army as a young boy, had acted out of free will in committing the crimes between 2002 and 2005. Ahead of an election next year, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is spending money on key groups of voters, as opinion polls show, a neck-and-neck race with an opposition united against him for the first time. The right-wing premier, who's been in power since 2010, is under pressure to reopen the economy after a pandemic-driven crash that sent Hungary into its worst recession since the global financial crisis, ending 7 years of steady growth. And governments and developers around the world are exploring the potential use of vaccine passports as a way of reopening economies by identifying those protected against the coronavirus. And in the United States, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's open embrace of conspiratorial theories and racist views, but he's also criticizing a drive by Democrats to remove her from her committees. For more on these news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.